This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Nicholas calls on Texas. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Tuesday, September 14th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Tropical storm Nicholas formed into a hurricane, then came ashore this morning along the Texas Gulf Coast. Flooding is a concern in Houston.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is the target of a recall vote today. It was prompted by his pandemic restrictions.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill. Secretary of State Antony Blinken faced criticism over the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan.
And retailers and shoppers bracing for a shortage this holiday shopping season.
Retailers right now aren't quite understanding what their inventory is going to look like. They don't really know what the shopper is going to be like this year. But they also know that there's going to be some trouble here in the supply chain and in some of these inventories.
Susan Tompor at the Detroit Free Press on the warning from toy makers. Forecasters say Nicholas will be a rainmaker. Hurricane Nicholas made landfall along the Texas coast earlier today, bringing the threat of up to 20 inches of rainfall to parts of the Gulf Coast, including the same area hit by Hurricane Harvey in 2017 and storm-battered Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says the slow-moving storm reached the Matagorda Peninsula about 10 miles west-southwest of Sargent Beach, Texas, with maximum winds of 75 miles an hour. Louisiana is under a state of emergency. Governor John Bel Edwards.
One of the things that could exacerbate the threat of flooding are all the ditches and catch basins and storm drains and so forth, all these drainage systems that have debris from previous storms that hasn't yet been cleaned up.
The biggest unknown about Nicholas was how much rainfall it would produce in Texas, especially in flood-prone Houston. Officials there deployed high-water rescue vehicles throughout the city and erected barricades at more than 40 locations that tend to flood. California voters go to the polls today as part of a recall election, deciding if they want to oust Governor Gavin Newsom. Mr. Newsom faces his strongest challenge from Republican radio host Larry Elder, who has put COVID-19 restrictions at the heart of the contest.
I'm going to break this Jedi mind trick stranglehold that Democrats have over black and brown voters. And that is why I believe Obama and Bernie Sanders and Senator Warren and the others have come to California and weighed in on this race when they cannot defend the indefensible record of my opponent, Gavin Newsom.
President Biden, meanwhile, campaigned for Mr. Newsom last evening at Long Beach City College outside Los Angeles.
And Gavin, you have a governor to make sure Donald Trump's dark, destructive, divisive politics never finds a place in California.
The president's motorcade, by the way, passed multiple groups of anti-Biden protesters, including one crowd with signs that read, "Trump won" and "Unvaxxed Lives Matter." Voters are asked to vote yes or no on whether to recall Mr. Newsom and then choose from one of 46 replacement candidates on the same ballot. Well, polls indicate that efforts are likely to come up short in California, so the campaign trip by Mr. Biden may end up benefiting the president as much as Governor Newsom. It's a story by Maureen Grappi, White House correspondent at USA Today. Maureen, what's with Mr. Biden's visit?
One answer is that it's an insurance policy that if the polls are wrong and Newsom would be recalled, Biden would get a lot of blame for not doing anything. But it also could give a benefit for him. He's had kind of a tough August, and if Newsom easily defeats the recall election and Biden was campaigning for him in the day before the election, then Biden can share in that boost, get some credit for it, and put a little win on the board after a few rough weeks.
Revisit, Maureen, how we got to this place where there's a recall effort in California.
Well, it's actually relatively easy to call for a recall election for a governor in California. Republicans only make up about 24% of the registered voters in the state, yet under California's recall rules, you can a recall election can be set in motion if just 12% of the number of residents who voted in the previous gubernatorial election sign a petition saying they want that. So it's a pretty low threshold. And for Republicans, given the disadvantage they're under in the state, it's about one of the only ways that only chances they have of winning a statewide election in California is to call for a recall election, which recall election special elections tend to have lower turnouts. And so if people aren't paying attention or don't think it's not gonna that Newsom's not in trouble, they might not show up. And if Republicans are motivated, they can make mischief.
We're speaking with Maureen Croppy, White House correspondent at USA Today. Her piece is called Recall Election: Campaign Trip for Gavin Newsom Could Bring Bigger Benefit to President Biden. Is this sort of a testing of the midterm election waters for next year?
That's right. We have, besides this recall election, there are gubernatorial elections in Virginia and in New Jersey, and Democrats are testing out some of the arguments that they're using against Republicans to see how potent they could be going into the midterm elections, which are expected to be difficult for Democrats. The midterms are usually challenging for the party that holds power in the White House, and Democrats already have very small margins on Capitol Hill. So you're seeing a lot of attacks on a lot of discussion of the coronavirus, that Gavin Newsom is leaning into the tough stance he took on the pandemic, and pointing out that the opponents, Republican opponents, would roll back vaccine mandates and mask mandates, and he's saying this is a the health of the state and its residents is at stake in this election. But beyond the pandemic, Democrats are also bringing in some hot button issues that have popped up lately, particularly the very strict anti-abortion law in Texas that the Supreme Court allowed to go into effect. Vice President Kamala Harris was campaigning for Newsom last week, and she in particular tried to broaden this into a national election, saying that if Republicans can do what they want in California, they can do it everywhere. And she talked about what was happening in other states like Texas and Georgia on abortion laws, also on voting rights laws, and warning that Democrats have to stop these things, stop Republicans from doing such things.
Thanks, Maureen. Maureen Croppy, White House correspondent at USA Today. Coming up next, the new mask policy in effect in Washington state. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Hey, thanks for joining us. Welcome into Tuesday. A new mandate is now in effect in Washington state. It says anyone attending an outdoor event with 500 or more people is required to wear a face covering, regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. Elsewhere, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has indicated she'll appeal a temporary order by a federal judge that aims to allow schools to enforce use of face masks to prevent the spread of COVID. A federal judge had earlier ordered the state to immediately stop enforcing a law that prevents schools from ordering use of face masks. Also, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis threatening to fine cities and counties thousands of dollars if they impose vaccine requirements on their employees.
If a government agency in the state of Florida forces a vaccine as a condition to employment, that violates Florida law.
In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice is urging vaccinations after the state broke the 7-day record for new infections in a week. Less than 48% of Virginia's adult population is fully vaccinated. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall along the Texas coast this morning, bringing the threat of up to 20 inches of rainfall to parts of the Gulf Coast. The storm touched down about 10 miles southwest of Sargent Beach with maximum winds of 75 miles an hour. Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center.
Well, we expect it to move very slowly over southeastern Texas.
In Houston, heavy rain could inundate streets and flood homes.
Number two.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushed back against harsh Republican criticism of the handling of the military withdrawal from Afghanistan, saying the Biden administration inherited a deal with the Taliban to end the war, but no plan for carrying it out.
When President Biden took office in January, he inherited an agreement that his predecessor had reached with the Taliban to remove all remaining forces from Afghanistan by May 1st of this year.
In a sometimes contentious hearing yesterday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Blinken sought to blunt complaints from angry GOP lawmakers about the administration's response to the quick collapse of the Afghan government and the State Department's actions to evacuate Americans.
Number three.
If you have an iPhone, you should update it immediately. Apple has released an emergency software patch after researchers uncovered a security flaw that could allow hackers to secretly install spyware on your Apple devices, even if you do nothing, not even click on a link. All of Apple's operating systems, including those for iPads, Macs, and Apple Watches, are vulnerable. An international group of scientists, including two top U.S. regulators, say the average person does not need a COVID booster yet. The experts reviewed studies of the vaccine's performance and concluded the shots are working well despite the extra contagious Delta variant, especially against severe disease. The opinion piece published in The Lancet illustrates the intense scientific debate about who needs booster shots and when. When it comes to sports betting, the money on football is flowing. Tech company GeoComply Solutions says it recorded more than 58 million transactions across 18 states in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, representing a 126% increase from the same period last year. The company says it expected high volumes, but what it saw was nonetheless surprising. GeoComply says the level of demand across new markets, such as Arizona, indicates consumers have long waited for the option to legally place a sports bet.
126% increase.
Yes.
From a year ago.
All those ads are getting to people.
You're not kidding. Thank you, Jen. Coming up next, holiday shopping warning from toy makers. First impressions are a big deal, and after last year of video meetings and remote working, you've got the chance to make a first impression all over again in your professional life. That's the beauty of Indochino. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. I just ordered a pair of chino pants from their website, and I'm amazed at how easy the process was. I was able to measure myself at home in minutes with help from their instructional videos. And everything from the hem to the back pockets are fully customizable. I'm floored that custom-made quality can be so affordable. You have to try it to believe it. Customize your new professional look, book an in-person appointment, or find a brand new Indochino location in a select Nordstrom near you at Indochino.com. Right now, you can get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using the code Gordon at checkout. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Indochino.com. Promo code Gordon. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. An inventory squeeze could frustrate consumers this holiday shopping season. Susan Tompor, personal finance reporter at the Detroit Free Press, says store shelves during the holiday shopping season could prove to be merry, but ever so tight. Susan, what are we hearing?
Well, we are getting some early warnings. One of the big toy makers, MGA Entertainment, which owns these LOL Surprise and Rainbow High dolls and some other key products, predicts that there's going to be a major shortage this year, in part because there's a lot of problems. There's combating truck driver shortages, so it's getting the product to the shelves, supply chain disruptions, you know, maybe with manufacturing, congestion at the ports, and a shortage of shipping containers. And this, of course, impacts a lot of things that are coming from overseas, such as toys. But a new survey by KPMG indicated that about 82% of retail executives that they surveyed are somewhat or very concerned about inventory shortages, and 55% surveyed plan to set up an alternate suppliers. And they say this has never been a concern at this level in the past. So this is something new. You know, last year, it's hard to remember how we felt about the holiday last year, but remember we weren't traveling as much, smaller family gatherings. So retailers at that point were worried about getting stuck with too many gifts. But what happened in retrospect is a lot of people sent more gifts because they weren't going to be seeing people. Hmm. So it was a pretty good year last year, according to the holiday retail sales. You know, retailers right now aren't quite understanding what their inventory is going to look like. They don't really know what the shopper is going to be like this year. But they also know that there's going to be some trouble here in the supply chain and in some of these inventories.
I know the cynics are probably saying it's just some ploy to raise prices, right?
Yeah, and you know what? At some level, there may be some ploys going on. There always are. I never rule those sorts of things out. Because, of course, with a smaller supply, you can keep a hold on a higher price. But I do think, you know, it's in the retailer's best interest to have the product on the shelf. So there's only so much of that cynicism that actually works. If you really want to sell something, you have to have it stocked. And if they're going to have trouble getting it to the store or online, I did write about back to school shopping. And one thing I found interesting there, a couple weeks before back to school started here in Michigan, I went to a Target store. There were about 9 or 10 backpacks on the shelf. A week later, there's one. So they clearly had trouble getting them on the shelf. But if you looked online and you went to their online site, there was plenty that you could order. So I think you have to, if you're not an online shopper, they're going to, you know, maybe have more options for you. There is going to be a more interest in online. But one thing, if you do order through a catalog or online, you've got to remember that, you know, this 2-day, 3-day shipping thing might not work in your favor. We've gotten used to that. But I talked to a company in Grand Rapids that sells chocolates and nuts, you know. This is a gift basket time. That's bulk of their business. And they actually sent out a letter in September with their catalog, September, for holiday chocolates. Jeez. Who's thinking about that? But they sent out a letter saying, we'd appreciate it if you would order early. Because right now, you know, they're worried about delays in deliveries to customers. And they're also worried about what some of their suppliers could run up against in the supply chain.
Susan Tompor at the Detroit Free Press. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
Cutting through the clutter to bring you the people and stories that matter to you. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Tuesday, September 14. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Hurricane Nicholas lands on the Texas Gulf Coast. California's governor faces a recall election today. The Secretary of State defends the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Wall Street Journal says Facebook enforces rules differently for an elite group of users who can get away with posts like harassment that the rest of us would be sanctioned for. Broadway reopens at full capacity today. Monday Night Football, Raiders over the Ravens in OT. And The Bride with a heartwarming effort to have her first dance with her sick grandpa. That story in about 20 minutes. Time for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. House Democrats have detailed their proposed tax increases, calling for raising the corporate tax rate, a 3 percentage point surtax on top earners making more than $5 million, and a capital gains tax increase. The expected revenue would pay for Democrats' efforts to expand the social safety net and combat climate change. In-depth analysis from Richard Rubin, tax policy writer at the Wall Street Journal. Rich, the proposal from the House Ways and Means Committee is short of what President Biden wants in some cases.
Yeah, so in some cases, like the capital gains tax, right? So the Biden administration had wanted to nearly double the capital gains rate and to sort of impose capital gains on unrealized gains at death. And the House Ways and Means Committee is raising the rate, raising the top rate, but they're not going to those changes at death. The House Ways and Means Committee also isn't proposing some of the IRS changes that the administration wanted, namely a rule that would make banks tell the IRS every year how much comes in and out of every account. That's drawn some opposition from banks, and so they're not doing that for now. But then in some other cases, in taxes on high-income individuals, they're starting the top rate at a lower place, at $400,000 exactly, instead of somewhat higher. They're pushing through some changes on closely held businesses that are going to be more onerous than what the administration had proposed. So it can cut in both directions.
Mm. Speaking with Richard Rubin, tax policy writer at the Wall Street Journal. His story is called Democrats Release Details of Proposed Tax Increase. So politically speaking, House Democrats may have the votes to move this. There may be the votes in the Senate to move this, but raising taxes before midterm elections seems like a dicey proposal.
So that's an interesting question. I think, you know, the tax politics have changed somewhat. I think a lot of Democrats would tell you that they feel comfortable politically in proposing higher taxes on high-income people and corporations. That's what the president ran on, and the president won. That's what a bunch of them ran on in their races, and they won. They don't necessarily think that politically tax cut is good, tax increase is bad. I'm sure there's some who think that, and some who probably think economically that it's a bad idea, but there's certainly a big push within the party to think, no, we can and should raise taxes on people who haven't been paying enough, and let's just go do it, and we can sell that to the public.
Where are we on state and local tax deductions here?
Somewhere. It's not in the proposal. There's no change in the proposal that came out from the Ways and Means Committee, but the committee chairman, Richie Neal, and several of the lawmakers who care most about that said they are still working on it, still negotiating, still talking, and they're committed to doing something. It's not clear to me yet what the something will be, whether it's increasing the cap or repealing it. But it's certainly a live issue, and I would not take from its absence in this Ways and Means proposal that Democrats have decided not to make any changes there.
And generally speaking, the math as is would pay for all or most of the Democrats' wish list here with the $3.5 trillion in what they're calling the human infrastructure?
I mean, it depends how you define pay for. I mean, I think there's some, one might call, hand-waving and gimmickry. In there, they're going to say, you know, it's going to increase the economic growth and that'll help pay for some of itself. There's going to be some provisions that they'll set to expire so the cost will look like less than it is. There's a number of sort of very common budget techniques that they'll use to try and claim that it's paid for. There are some targets they have to hit in terms of getting it through all the reconciliation rules in the Senate, but it's also about politically being able to convince enough of their members that it's a fiscally responsible way to do this.
Thanks, Rich. Richard Rubin, tax policy writer at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, can you potty train a cow?
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, glad you could be with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's plenty to talk about in the news today, but once you get past all the more serious headlines, there's one thing everybody seems to want to talk about, potty-trained cows. Turns out cows can be potty trained as easily as toddlers, maybe even easier. The AP says scientists have trained 11 out of 16 cows to learn to use what they are calling the moolu when they had to go. That's a good name. And just like some parents, the researchers used a sweet treat to coax the cows to push through a gate and go in a special pen. And it took only 15 days to train the young calves. Parents know that some humans take quite a bit longer to learn. So why would scientists spend spend time doing this? Well, cow waste is considered to be a big environmental problem, potentially tainting groundwater and creating airborne pollutants as well. And you can imagine cows do go a lot. A single cow can produce about 8 gallons of urine every single day. Yeah.
Well hydrated, huh? Those cows?
Yes. I suppose so. Good for them.
I can remember... when my daughter, who is up to get her driver's license next week,
wow,
was being potty trained, or not so much, she would only use the bathroom at the neighbor's house.
Oh, okay.
And specifically told the grandma there, who helped watch her on occasion,
right,
I'm only going for you. So she gets back to our house one day, and she's walking up the stairs and is peeing, through her diaper. So I had this like emotional public event where I was yelling and I yanked the diapers out of her drawer and threw them like across the room. And I said, that is it. There are no more diapers here.
Yes. I think every parent reaches that point along the way.
I think that worked a little bit because I think it wasn't long after that when we're sort of, she moved on from the diaper. But so I don't know if that had a role or not, or the wrong role.
Yes. At some point, it is one of the more traumatic experiences for all parents, is getting that whole potty training thing done.
I did have the freak out moment just because she sort of like deliberately was just not making the effort. That bothered me.
It's time. You're old enough now. It's time to put our foot down. You're going to be going here in our house.
Right.
And there's another story a whole lot of people are joking about at the same time, especially if you're a fan of college or pro football. It's taken only 1 week and one bad loss, but fans are already waiting for Jacksonville Jaguars coach Urban Meyer to bolt from the NFL and go back to college, where the winning has come much easier for him in his career. And the perfect opportunity for Meyer came yesterday as USC fired its coach after only 2 games this season, leading football fans to jump online and all make the same Urban Meyer jokes all at once, most about Meyer's unhappiness at learning that he could have been coaching in Southern California instead of rebuilding in the NFL. One Twitter user likened Meyer to Forrest Gump running clear across the country if he gets a call from a 213 area code on his phone. Others pulled memes from the popular Blue's Clues video from last week with Meyer playing the role of Steve, saying he just up and went to college.
Oh, man. That's funny. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be really hard to learn to lose when you've been winning for so long. Even his quarterback, you heard about this stat where Trevor Lawrence has never lost a game in his entire life in the regular season.
Yeah.
High school, college, and he lost this past week, and it's the first time he's ever lost a game in the regular season in his whole life.
I didn't see his total stats. I know he had 2 interceptions, I think, on the first day. A couple of drops in there from the receivers. But
it's not easy.
It is a different level.
Rebuilding in the NFL.
When everybody is a supreme athlete in the NFL. Right? They say even the worst guy in the NFL. The worst guy in the NFL. Yeah. Was an absolute sensational star.
Oh, yeah.
On his high school
team. The biggest star in his entire town for years. Still is, probably.
Probably. Thanks, Mike. Some people treat investing like a game, but not Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Their digitally managed portfolios are backed by over 150 years of financial experience. So play games with your money or put it to work with a digitally managed portfolio from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Go to Marcus.com to learn more. Brokerage and advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member SIPC. Investments involve risk and may lose value. Don't forget to check out a podcast of the program. You can find it on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. Hey, if you believe in rankings, a top-tier education is going to cost you top dollar. That's according to U.S. News and World Report's latest college rankings. The 37th annual list of best colleges evaluated more than 1,400 schools across the U.S. One thing that stands out, their cost. In the top 5, Princeton, Harvard, MIT, and Yale all have tuitions that range from $55,000 to $59,000 a year. Columbia, ranked 2nd in that group, demands $63,000. By one measure, total outstanding federal student debt, by the way, is $1.5 trillion. Bachelor's degree debt averages $29,000 per student. For grad students, it's $71,000. How about this? For dental school students, $292,000 in average debt. That said, a public school that offers in-state tuition might be the way to go. The top 3 public ones on this year's list, UCLA, Cal Berkeley, and Michigan. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall along the Texas coast early this morning, bringing the threat of up to 20 inches of rainfall to parts of the Gulf Coast, including the same area hit by Hurricane Harvey in 2017 and storm-battered Louisiana. The biggest unknown about Nicholas is how much rainfall it will produce in Texas and Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Floodwaters often hide other dangers as well. It could be electrical wires or sharp objects. And of course, the safe thing to do is stay out of floodwater.
Life-threatening flash and urban flooding impacts are possible, especially across portions of the upper Texas Gulf Coast.
Number two.
President Biden put Democrats' approach to the pandemic on the line Monday, casting the California recall that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office as an opportunity for voters to show the nation that leadership matters, science matters.
You've got to vote no on the recall. Keep Gavin as governor. The rest of America is counting on you, and so am I.
Newsom is the fourth governor in U.S. history and the second in California to face a recall.
Number three.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening local governments with fines per violation for requiring their employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus that has overrun hospitals across the state.
You will face a $5,000 fine for every single violation.
Gainesville and Orange County officials say they are still going ahead with the vaccine requirements. COVID deaths in Florida account for more than 20% of the virus-related deaths across the country last week. After 18 months in the dark due to the pandemic, some of the biggest and most popular Broadway musicals are welcoming back audiences today. As The Great White Way springs back to life, Hamilton, Wicked, The Lion King, and Chicago will once again raise the curtain, this time for crowds that are fully vaccinated and wearing masks. You may think your cat or dog shares some of your personality, but there may be another fluffy animal near your home that acts more like you, the squirrel. Researchers at the University of California, Davis say squirrels have personality traits similar to humans, and those traits are key to their survival and life expectancy. The study found squirrels showed four different traits: boldness, aggressiveness, sociability, and activity level.
Okay.
Aggressiveness when it comes to my garden, because they eat all of my tomatoes.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me flip that around then. So that study actually says, too, that humans have similar traits to rodents. That's basically what that says.
Good point.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Here's a story that wins the day. Distance, apparently no obstacle for a bride who wanted her first dance to be with her grandpa. 24-year-old Natalie Browning of Virginia Beach boarded a flight from Virginia, traveled 800 miles to see her 94-year-old grandfather in Florida. Southwest News Service says the young bride made it a point to see her grandpa Nelson after she found out he wouldn't be able to make it to her wedding due to his health. Her Facebook post she shared with family and friends said that 2 weeks before the big day, he suffered a stroke and was unable to travel. On August 1st, she packed up her wedding dress and essential supplies, traveled to Grandpa's home in Florida. She did her makeup at the airport and carried her dress in a pink garment bag until her arrival, all of which she documented in a Facebook video. When she arrived at her grandfather's home, Ms. Browning donned her wedding dress and the pair shared a dance. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.